Taiwan plans to increase its military spending in an effort to meet threats from mainland China. The military budget is expected to reach $13.1 billion next year. Taiwan's Central News Agency said the proposed budget includes an increase of 5.2% for defense. The island's parliament must first approve the spending increase. A defense ministry spokesman said Sunday that the military will raise its spending next year for sustaining personnel and making military investments. China's government considers Taiwan a rebel territory. Chinese officials have threatened to use force if needed to regain control of the island. Taiwan has been a self-ruling area since the end of China's civil war in 1949. A government study in January found that most Taiwanese like their system of government more than the idea of Chinese rule. The website globalfirepower.com reports that China's military has about 2.2 million active duty members compared to Taiwan's 215,000. The People's Liberation Army operates 714 military ships and 3,187 aircraft, while Taiwan's military has 87 ships and 837 aircraft. China raised its military spending by 7.5% this year, while Taiwan proposed an estimated 5.6% increase for 2019. Since Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen took office in 2016, discussions between the two sides have slowed to a halt. Tsai disputes the mainland's condition for talks, namely that each side consider itself part of China. China has periodically sent warships, including aircraft carriers, into waters around Taiwan. Tsai has supported more development of Taiwan-made weaponry, including jet aircraft and submarines. Taiwan's Central News Agency reported that a bigger defense budget will help the island's long-term program to get modern weapons from foreign countries. The United States is Taiwan's main arms supplier. The government of U.S. President Donald Trump has approved 4 arms sales to Taiwan since 2017. All have been made with disapproval by China. On Sunday, the Trump administration sent to Congress a proposal to sell new F-16 fighter planes to Taiwan for $8 billion. The deal would be the largest arms sale to Taiwan in 20 years, notes Huang Kuibo. He is with National Zhengzhi University in Taipei. But Taiwan will need to find ways to pay for the new jets. Last month, the Trump administration approved a separate $2.2 billion arms sale involving tanks to the island. Andrew Yang heads the Chinese Council of Advanced Policy Studies in Taiwan. He said, "The $8 billion is a lot of money and will require changes to the government's spending plan." "It's a huge payment, actually. I don't know if we can support it," he said. However, he said, "Taiwan's jets need an upgrade. It's actually a good choice, and it's been 20 years already in the works." I'm Mario Ritter, Jr.